Today I have Austin Armstrong on the show. Austin is lifelong digital marketer, public speaker, and host of TikTok podcast Business Talk, right? CEO of Socialty Pro, an organic SEO vertical video marketing agency. And also he's CEO of Celebi, a brand new marketing tool that helps business owners create social media content strategy in minutes. Wow, that's an AI thing, I guess, Austin. Firstly, very warm welcome to the show. We see that you are a serial entrepreneur based out of Virginia, USA. Our audience is looking forward to hearing some of the insights you might have for the entrepreneurs around the globe and the founders community.
Thank you so much for having me on, Pratik. I really appreciate it.
So, Austin, I see that you posted around 2,500 videos on TikTok. That is tripling your business revenue. And also, like, you know, your clients' accounts. Maybe you want to shed some light here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got started on TikTok about 3.5 years ago now. Right after I started my digital marketing agency, Socialty Pro, and it was my first full time venture into entrepreneurship. I had done a bunch of entrepreneurial side hustles in the past, but this was my first full-on business that I started and went all in on. And it seemed silly at the time, but it absolutely worked out. But I placed a bet on going all in on TikTok because it was a very fast growing social media platform. And I said, this is my opportunity. I've been doing social media marketing for 18 years. I saw the opportunity here. I saw how everything was moving to short form vertical video. And so I went all in on it and it changed my life. So I currently have, I think about 760,000, I think it's 760,000 followers on TikTok. And I've been very consistent on TikTok. And we started as an SEO agency that did a little bit of social media and website design and whatnot. But because of how successful TikTok was for us, business owners started to ask, can you do that for me? And so we've pivoted over the last really 2 years-ish to doing and specializing in short form video strategies. So we help our clients with growing their TikTok, but growing their other social media platforms that support short form vertical video as well. And I'm a leader by example, or I try to be as best as I can. So I've leveraged those videos to grow. I have about 2.5 million followers now across TikTok, YouTube with YouTube Shorts, Facebook with Facebook Reels, and Instagram with Instagram Reels. Same videos across the board. I post daily on all of these channels, and I've gained.
A celebrity that I'm.
I don't know about that, but
you are like a TikTok star, man. And I see that silver button that you gained. How many followers you have on YouTube?
I have 560,000 YouTube subscribers.
Wow, that's like years of efforts, man. I've been like consistent on LinkedIn for the last 3 years and I have 200K.
Well, that's impressive.
I can imagine to get 500K, you put everything you have. It's not easy to create.
Well, let me tell you a quick story about YouTube and then we can deep dive because somebody might find this inspiring or just funny. But So it took me 3 years to get to 5,000 YouTube subscribers, grinding every day. And then I really wanted to figure out YouTube Shorts. And it really what made me go, like, force myself to learn YouTube Shorts was TikTok had banned my account permanently banned. So I couldn't even log in and they've restored it. But I said, okay, I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket. They could take my account away. I have to figure out YouTube. And so as soon as I jumped all into YouTube, Pratik, it took 3 days to go from 5,000 to 100,000 subscribers from YouTube. YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts. It's crazy. So these
I mean, like, You know, this should be definitely the experience you gain in 3 years that has helped you optimize your videos, that gave you 100K subscribers. But what is the secret tip that you want to give to audience that can, like, you know, even inspire me to start my YouTube short channel and gain that kind of following?
Yeah, so you have to figure out what your audience is interested in and what the algorithms on YouTube want. So, for instance, and this is not a like a get rich quick YouTube hack, right? I had posted 600 YouTube shorts and none of them took off. And it took this moment of clarity where I had to be like, this is not working. I have to figure this out. I have to hone in. And so what I was doing that did not work is my topics were all over the place. I was doing videos on SEO. I was doing breaking news in digital marketing. I was doing social media tips. There was no synergy between my content. And so what I did was I took a step back and said, okay, I'm not going to continue just uploading everything and hoping, you know, spraying and praying. I'm only going to upload my most viral videos that worked on TikTok. And they happen to be 5 useful website videos. These 5 websites feel illegal to know is a series that really exploded for me. 5 useful websites. These 5 websites will change your life. Things along the lines of that. List-oriented website videos. And as soon as I went all in on that, just that one thing, I stopped uploading all this other random crap. I hyper-focused on one core topic. Then people started to like my content. The YouTube algorithm learned who liked my content so it could send it in front of more people. One video exploded. It's now at 19.3 million views, I believe. And that one short on that topic of 5 websites unlocked my channel and all of the other related videos around useful websites you should know started to explode and grow as well. And so as any good marketer does, when you find something that works, you double down and you go all in. So that's basically what I've done since that happened. That was about 6 months ago. So I went from in less than 6 months, I went from 5,000 to 560,000 subscribers that I'm at currently. And I'm still gaining like 25 to 50,000 subscribers a month. Doubling down. I just do once a day. I do a 5 useful websites video.
And how much time you spend, like, you know, creating this content?
Each video takes me maybe 20 to 30 minutes.
And does it require like planning and then editing? All of this stuff is taken by care by you, or you have team members to support you? I'm just asking as, like, you know, there are a lot of founders who are in very early stage of their entrepreneurial journey and wants to start similar YouTube channel, and they want to be successful. Just like, you know, setting the right expectation of what it takes to become successful on YouTube or TikTok.
Yeah. So for me, I like the creative process. So for my content, I shoot everything, I edit everything, and I post everything myself. That's my creative outlet. I have a full team of editors and content strategists and account managers in the whole 9 yards for our clients, and that's fully managed. But you have to ask yourself, you know, where is your time best spent, as well as what do you love to do? I am a content creator at heart. I've been doing this since I was 14 years old, Pratik. I love social media. This is what I'm passionate about. And so I offload a lot of things that I'm not good at. I hire for my weaknesses, but this is something that I just love to do. So I do everything on my phone. I have a giant list of websites that I sort of cycle through, and I'm always researching and finding new websites. I shoot everything on my phone, no fancy gear. I edit it on CapCut, which is a free video editing app, and I post it on all of my social media. And I do this once a day, and the whole process each day takes me about 30 minutes.
Super. So let's talk about how, other entrepreneurs like you can launch a successful TikTok or YouTube channel to promote their B2B SaaS.
Yeah. So you have to know who your audience is first. The better that you can outline that buyer persona, that target persona, the better all of your decisions will be. You know, hyper focus on, you know, what's their gender, what's their demographic, what's their age range, what are their interests and their hobbies, what are their emotional pain points, what other tools do they potentially use, what are the weaknesses that or the struggles that your tool can help resolve. Mm-hmm. You know, really go get in the weeds here and define all of these things, because then every content decision that you make, filter it through that lens of who you're trying to reach. And, you know, name it if you want, right? Like, you know, Sally, right? If your SaaS tool helps Sally, who's a 34-year-old entrepreneur that, you know, whatever, make your content and ask yourself, like, will this video help Sally? And if it doesn't, don't do it and make sure everything does. So that's the most important part, right? And then consistency. And these are like, I can get into tactics and stuff, but these are fundamentally the most important things, is knowing who you want to reach and staying consistent over time, because consistency breeds success. You're going to learn a lot of lessons along the way. There's always going to be people that grow faster than you, that are more well-spoken than you, that are more natural at it than you, or better editors than you, et cetera. But if you can just remain more consistent, if you just out hustle everybody, you will outpace them eventually and you will be successful.
Absolutely.
Those are the most important hustles. You know, you can learn all this stuff. You can go on YouTube and learn, you know, TikTok strategies. You can learn how to edit on your phone for free. There's no hurdles anymore. I reach 35 million people a month and I'm gaining 200,000-300,000 followers a month using my phone and a $10 ring light over here. There's no hurdles anymore. You are your own bottleneck in most instances. So you just Absolutely. Have to get out of your own way, do it, and stay consistent with it and learn. You know, try to improve 1% every single day. Now, some tactical strategies that you can take away with is, when you're creating short form content, a good structure for every video is a strong opening hook, deliver on the value of that hook, and then closing call to action, tell them what to do next. Always remember that it's never about you and always about the audience. So stop saying, "Hi, my name's Austin Armstrong, and in this video, I'm going to share." No, you've already lost them. It's a short video, right? You have to hook them in 2 seconds. So your opening hook should be like, for syllabi, like powerful, like everybody knows ChatGPT right now. So I'll do a video like, this tool is 10 times better than ChatGPT. And then I'll go into the value proposition of that video. Because anybody that uses ChatGPT is going to also be interested in syllabi to some degree, right? Mm-hmm. But that's a scroll stopping hook. If they're using that, if they know what that is, that pre-qualifies them to continue watching. And then you just have to hold their attention throughout. I like to bullet point the pieces of information. So like when I'm promoting websites, you know, my own website or another SaaS tool, I lean on the value props that are on that website. So like, you know, your next opening line could literally be the value prop in the hero section of your website, right? Like syllabi says, create a social media content strategy in 10 minutes, mm-hmm. right? And then feature one, feature two, feature three, and then closing call to action. You can try this for free at syllabi.io, or follow for more useful websites, or share this with one person that needs this tool, something along the lines of that. And if you just follow that structure and stay consistent, you'll win.
I feel like I should keep listening to you. you understand this game very well, Austin. And let's take this opportunity to discuss more about what Society Pro and Syllabi does that can help businesses if they don't have time and bandwidth to do on their own, how they can work with you to make that happen and generate more leads and customers for their business.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start with Socialty Pro. So this is our full service digital marketing agency. And basically our value prop is, be the expert that you are, we'll handle the rest. And we really try to strive with that. So we work a lot with service-based business owners, therapists, lawyers, doctors, anybody, any service that you offer. These are the the clients that we love to work with, because you have so much information, so much valuable information that you can communicate. You know, just, we just leverage you being the expert and we handle the rest. So we develop a content strategy for you. With our repeatable process, we outline different core categories of content that you're able to talk about around your business, the frequently asked questions that you get, competitor information. And then we work with you and coach you on how to record content. We've worked internationally. So our processes are applicable to anybody that's willing to learn. So we will either jump on Zoom calls like this, or train your staff, or train you on how to actually record content from the content strategy. And then we handle the rest. So we edit all of the videos specifically for short form video. And then we post them across all of your major social media platforms. We're very cutting edge. We focus on the formats that these platforms are pushing right now for short form vertical video, because that's getting the most organic reach. We're also entirely organic. We don't do any paid advertising. Mm-hmm. I've never spent a single dollar on my own business. That's how powerful I believe that organic is, and how strongly I believe in it. So we focus primarily right now on TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, and Facebook Reels. Mm-hmm. And that's what we help with. But, you know, our services are expensive. And that's really where the idea of Syllabi came from. And so not every small service-based business, startup entrepreneur, first-time entrepreneur can afford us. And so I just wanted to present the opportunity that, you know, social media has changed my life, and I want to present the tools and the processes as affordable and as available as possible, so that people can have their lives and their businesses changed as well. So that's where Syllabi came in. I had the idea for Syllabi about a year ago, maybe the little first inkling of it a little earlier than that, but that's when we started to take action on it. The release of all of these AI tools really has expedited the process for this. But my vision for Syllabi is to take, you know, all of the difficult processes of social media out of the picture, so that you can just be the expert that you are and our tool handles the rest. So what Syllabi does is it shows you all of the top questions that people are searching for in your industry, in any industry. So we use an SEO keyword API for this. So that's one of our differentiators from just using ChatGPT, is we have real up-to-date search data and search questions. We force you through this workflow that is our repeatable process that works. You can then generate video scripts around those questions specifically with just the press of a button. And then you can hold yourself accountable with our consistency tracker and content calendar as well. You can use it as a project management tool. So, you know, okay, this video is, I need to create this at Monday at 10 a.m. And then you just mark that video as complete. So we're solving, I don't know what content to create. I don't know what to say in my videos. I need help staying consistent with it. That's where we're at right now in our MVP. We launched about a month ago. It's been absolutely phenomenal. But just to tease some other people, and depending on, we're moving very fast. We have five developers on right now, and we're growing very quickly. We're continuing this process, right? So we're incorporating direct social media scheduling. So you'll mm-hmm. be able to schedule posts directly from Syllabi to your social media platforms. We're incorporating long form YouTube scripts as well. So you can create long form scripts from topics and questions that people are searching for in your industry. We're incorporating AI video creation as well. So we're integrating with a couple tools. So you can take our scripts and create an AI video with a realistic AI person, like an avatar, and a realistic sounding voiceover as well. So if you think about this, we're taking ideation to execution. Every step that goes into social media content creation, you're not going to need to have five different tools. You can just use Syllabi to find the topics that customers are searching for, create a video script for it, create a video using that script, schedule it and post it, tracking your results, one tool to change digital marketing for you. That's what I'm trying to build.
There's no other tool like this in the market. As for what I saw until now, this is, honestly, I'm not, I don't know about others, but definitely this can be a game changer.
Thank you.
For someone who is looking to create videos and create more content. So love this idea. I'm already just trying to sign up and explore the tool. So people who are listening definitely should give it a shot if you are looking to create video content for your TikTok or YouTube channel. There's one more section of this show where we do rapid fire.
All right, I'm ready.
It's 5-question round. Okay. We have to be pretty quick. So let's start. Name one other company and CEO inspires you and why.
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, there's one thing. I interviewed 8-9 people so far who are live episodes for SaaS Analog, and most of them mention Elon Musk.
Yeah, I'm not going to say Elon. Oh, there's Puppy. I'm going to go Jeff Bezos, just offhand. I'm trying to think here. No. Okay. I'm going to switch it. I'm going to say Richard Branson, because okay. He just seems like a cool dude. you know, I think that, you get a lot of billionaires get a lot of hate out there. Right. But, I think in general, Richard Branson just has a great outlook on life. He's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I've more or less been following him for many years. I remember he had,
seems like he has a pretty good balance with work, life, fun, and yeah. Everything around it.
So. Yeah, he just has a lot of fun. And I think he's highly creative and he's trying ideas in different industries and different sectors. And I think if I were to ever become a billionaire, he would be who I would most want to be like out of those tech billionaires.
Superb. What's one of the best business advice you've ever received?
Just stay consistent and see the long-term vision.
Yeah, same with me as well. What's one skill that has helped you become successful?
Having empathy for other people and building long-term relationships with people, because you can never do great things by yourself. But if you have the right people beside you and you have Absolutely. That trust, you can go so much farther together.
Boom. Yeah, perfect. Now, like, you know, entrepreneur is a roller coaster ride. Sometimes you have high, sometimes you have low. Managing team, making sure that you're progressing, it requires a lot of motivation. What motivates you the most?
I just want to live an amazing life with my wife and my dog.
you know what is the name of my wife on my phone? My wife, my life. Yeah, you know, this is something people who are close to us that keeps us going. Sometimes we are not in state of mind because of some other pressures in business. But yeah, I think well said. Final question and favorite one. So what movie or a book or a TV show that changed your life?
I
see a book behind you, Get TikTok Famous Fast.
Yeah, not that book. I think, you know, my favorite book that I go back to from time to time is The Alchemist, Paul Coelho. I forget how to Colo, mm-hmm. something like that. I love that book. It's just so inspirational of just, you know, going on a journey for a goal and paying attention to the omens along the way and just paying attention to the signs and staying consistent towards your goals. I mean, that was just such an amazing book. I've read over a couple times. That's the first one that comes to mind.
Superb. I think that wraps up the show. And I want to thank you, Austin, for making the time and sharing with us all of the tips and tricks that you did to become successful on TikTok and YouTube. I'm sure Serbai is going to be a successful product. I already love it, and I'm going to surely use it for creating more videos for my audience. If there's anything, like, you know, audience would like to reach out to you, how they can?
So you can connect with me on social media at Socialty Pro. Whatever your favorite social media platform is, I'm on there. Connect with me on there. Shoot me a message.
Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today on SaaS Unlocked. Until next time, this is Pratik signing off. Awesome, man.
Awesome.